This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burry, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And throughout the journey of life, we are going to have a lot of struggle. There's going to be a lot of challenges that come our way, and we're going to have to rebuild ourselves during those challenges to really be able to just keep moving forward and be able to accomplish our goals and live the kind of life that we know we should be living. So rebuilding ourselves, that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. The guest who joins us today, she is the author of Unmoored, which talks about how she got swept away by two affairs, destroyed her life, and then rebuilt her marriage. So there is a good story. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It could be a light at the end of the tunnel for you too if you feel like you're going through that struggle. And this was actually taking place for our guest, just as her small business was taking off, and an identity crisis she had led to some of those bad decisions. But now she is inspired and she's helping others. She recently created the shelter.life, where you can go. It's a group community set for people who maybe they've gone through a lot of struggle or they've made a lot of bad choices. So anyway, that's a little bit on our guest. She is none other than Monica Padden. Monica, welcome to the show.
I am so thrilled to be here, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Monica, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And it's really fascinating how your business is really taking off, but then different things happen and then you have to rebuild yourself. So can you talk a little bit about how things happens, like how the affairs happen, like the thinking process and like how the collapse happened and then how you're able to recover from that?
Sure, absolutely. I will condense it because obviously it's quite a long story. And you know, this is a story, things like this happen to people all the time, but no one really talks about it. And it's actually a privilege and an honor to be able to share this story, you know, completely honestly. I don't make excuses for what I did or what happened. I've completely owned it. So with that said, in 2011, so I own a marketing agency, and in 2011, it was starting to take off. And I was doing tons of networking. I was spending time with a lot of new people and getting a lot of attention from these people. And I came to realize, my gosh, I'm smart, I'm beautiful. Why do I not feel this at home? Why am I not getting this at home from my spouse? And it got confusing, actually. I was extremely confused because here my company's taking off. All these people are appreciating me, but I'm not being appreciated at home. Happens, or what happened to me when I had an affair is I stopped thinking logically. And I had two affairs back to back. Don't recommend that. But it happens. We make mistakes. We're humans. We make mistakes. We're not rational beings. So it's natural actually for us to do things that make absolutely no sense. As backwards as that sounds. And so I did end up hitting rock bottom. I ended up leaving my husband, leaving our small children, moving out, preparing to build a new life with the second guy who dumped me, who just turned around and walked away. And as a result of all of this turmoil, my business actually started suffering. Like my, you know, when you're building a company, it's your baby. So I had three children. I had two human children and I had this business that was my other child, and everyone was getting neglected. When you hit rock bottom, you've got no choice. I mean, you have two choices. You can stay there or you can figure out how to sit up and how to take your first step forward and then your second step after that, and how to how to rebuild, how to fix yourself. I was in therapy, obviously, and I didn't like who I had become. I didn't like what I had done. I was horrified at myself and at my behavior, and I was determined to make the changes I needed to make to be the Monica I wanted to be. That's hard to do. That it's hard to look yourself in the mirror and be like, oh my God, who is this person? I can't even face this person. And to face all of your demons and to conquer them and to say, no, this isn't not going to be who I am anymore. So I took ownership of what I did, and I did a lot of hard work, a lot around emotional intelligence, specifically around self-awareness. Why did I do what I did? Why do I behave the way I do? How do I want to behave instead? And how do I start making those changes, and so on and so forth? And that actually became a second job.
And it's really interesting how you mentioned, I do feel like a lot of people, they want to say work-life balance, and they want to split the two things. Like, you know, they say business on one category, person on the other, but it really meshes together, especially if you are the business owner. Like, if personally you're suffering, the business is going to suffer. If personally you're strong, the business is going to be strong. So that's why we advocate for our breakthrough success, like looking at different things, like going after money, going after business growth, but also looking at the bigger picture stuff. And it's interesting how I want to get to, like, we talked about how things happened and stuff like that, but I want to talk about the rebuild also, because it is interesting how you're able to rebuild yourself from it's like a circumstance that people be like hard to recover. I mean, being able to rebuild your marriage with that context is something that I feel like would be really good for us to hear about how that happened.
I'll tell you, it was a small miracle that I was able to rebuild my marriage. And it goes to show how much my husband really, really, truly loved me. And honestly, how much I loved him. We both had to dive into it head first. So in terms of rebuilding my marriage, and funny thing, as I rebuilt my marriage, my business just naturally started flourishing again. I'll get back to rebuilding the marriage, but you know, if we fast forward, it's 2019. I have a team of people. I'm not a solopreneur anymore. You know, I've grown the company and doing really well. So anyway, which is awesome. So back to rebuilding my marriage. It was hard. I was kind of a zombie for 3 months, just living life, just trying to, you know, get through one day after another. And, you know, I'd been emotionally gutted, and you don't rebuild that overnight. Right. And I took a vacation to Hawaii, and I was able to spend, I was visiting my brother, but I spent a lot of time by myself. And that was key, actually, being away from home, being away from my friends and, you know, routine, and mostly being away from work. I did work a little bit when I was there, but I was really able to think about where I was and what I wanted to do next. And I had this epiphany, on the beach one day that, oh my God, I need to fix my marriage. And I was in the airport in Honolulu, waiting for my flight. Absolutely hysterical, because I thought I was going to miss my flight. That's a long story. We're not going to get into that, but I was like really anxious, and I called my mom, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm just crying into the phone. I'm like, Mom, I made such a big mistake. I think I want to fix things. Do you think he'll take me back? And she said, you know what, honey, it's worth trying. It's worth trying. So as soon as I got home, I came to my old home. I wasn't living here anymore, and talked to my husband. So we were legally separated, and said, I'd like to try to make this work. Well, he had to think about that, you know, for a good month and a half before he was ready to open the door to the possibility. And we started going to couples counseling together. We did that for 6 months. We moved back in. So we started counseling, I'd say, in mid-May of 2012. And I moved back into our home 2 months later. But again, we were both determined. Once we decided to go to couples counseling, we were determined to make it work. You both need to want to rebuild. It's not one person and the other person doesn't know or doesn't want to. You both have to be in it together. It's a marriage. And I'll never forget at our last counseling session, our therapist said, "You guys have done amazing work. You don't need me anymore. If you need a checkup, come back in."
All right, Breakthrough Success listeners, we've got a lot of great content to dive into today. But first, we have the jobber minute, and people like to ask, how will jobber benefit me and my business? Well, the entire purpose of jobber is to help home service businesses succeed. Their software is designed to help owners like yourself cut down on operational stuff like invoicing, scheduling, and reporting by creating helpful tools that do these things for you faster and easier. So this will allow you to spend more time focusing on other areas of your business, such as marketing, employee training, and the services that you provide. You can customize your platform to meet your specific business needs and share it with everyone on your team so no communication goes unmissed. Your customers can even check appointments, review invoices, and make payments through Jobber's client hub, making it easier for them too. And we all know happy customers equals more positive reviews and referrals, which means more money into your pocket. That's some of the ways that Jobber is helping businesses all around the world. And if you guys want more information plus a really awesome discount, feel free to head over to getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to find out more about their features and services. Anyway, let's get right back into the episode.
Wow. That's, it's fascinating how you made that work and you reached out. I mean, you don't know what will happen unless you try. So that's a little bit of it. One thing that I do want to address, though, is interesting how you both said that the love for each other allowed you to get back together even after what happened. I know you mentioned earlier how when your business was successful, you have a bunch of people saying like, wow, you're amazing and stuff like that. And you didn't see it at home as much. But it was during this moment when like you two saw it to each other, like that love factor. So I'm wondering if you could share like why it wasn't as present or easy to see during like 2011. And was it like maybe it was happening, but in ways that were hard to see? Or I wonder if you could take us on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a very famous book that I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about. You probably know about it too, Mark. It's The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. There's a reason this book is a bestseller. And that was actually one of the keys to us rebuilding our marriage. I can't remember who told me about the five love languages. But yes, I mean, there was always love in our marriage. We had two young children. We were both working full time. I mean, if you're not careful, life takes over and your marriage gets lost. And that's what had happened in our marriage. There was still love there, but we weren't showing it to each other the way we wanted to receive it. So you have one major love language, and mine is affirmations. I think I should go to grab the book. But it's verbally telling me, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're awesome, you're amazing. Like, I need to hear it verbally. My husband needs to hear it physically, which doesn't necessarily mean sex. It means physical touch. It's cuddling on the couch when you're watching TV. It's holding hands, sitting in a restaurant. And I'll tell you, that's made a huge difference. And we're still very, very conscientious about it.
Wow, that's fascinating, because I can see, like, if you're at networking events, like, people verbally say, like, you're amazing, you're this, you're that. So I've heard of the book. I've never actually read it. We will throw it in the show notes for anyone who is interested in reading more. I'm wondering also if you could just share with us quickly some of your habits that you would say helped you with the rebuild and helped you grow your business.
Sure. Okay. So a lot of that, you know, I already mentioned self-awareness, and a lot of it really boils down to self-awareness. So if your listeners know anything about emotional intelligence, there are several factors that go into having a high EQ. And one of them is awareness of yourself and how you think and how you react in certain situations. And then it's being aware of how your words and actions impact others. And really learning that and practicing it has been key. Okay. So I would deliberately practice every single day. So I think a lot of times it's just writing it down. Like, I am going to practice self-awareness today. Put it where you can see it. That's a big thing, is whatever you want to work on, write it down and put it where you're going to see it, whether it's on your bathroom mirror, your bedside table, or you know, your front door, that you see it on the way out every morning. That's been important. My husband and I will also, like, kind of randomly check in with each other. It's not on a schedule. It's just, how are you doing? Is everything okay? And everything can be perfectly fine, or there could be something that's maybe simmering under the surface a little bit, but we give each other that opening, you know, so you don't continue to sit on whatever that little thing is, because little things can fester into really big yep. problems if yep. they're not addressed. So I'd say those are the two things. It's the self-awareness. And then it's the checking in. And as a result, we don't take each other for granted anymore. Obviously, you know, what we went through, how we rebuilt, right. We learned to appreciate each other in new ways. And definitely because we make it a point to check in on occasion, we're making sure we're not taking each other for granted.
Yeah, that's really great insights there, that ability to check in, because I feel like even 5 minutes really makes a big difference in any kind of relationship, and even checking in on your business, like checking in on the things you have to do so you don't lose control, so things that are supposed to be done don't get done. So mm-hmm. checking in part is good.
Yeah, don't assume. That's the big thing. Don't assume it's being done. Don't assume everything's good. I mean, if you're a business owner, you should be looking in, like if you use QuickBooks for invoicing, or, you know, look in your bank account, make sure everything is good. Don't assume because your bookkeeper said everything's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't assume. That's a good way to cap it off for people who want to learn more about your work. I know that you have the shelter.life. For people who they have their own struggles going on right now and they're looking for a community to engage with. Where are some of the other places we could find your work and stay in touch?
Well, my book on Moored is available on Amazon. You'll find a link as well on the website. And then I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's variations of the shelter.life. You'll find it.
Well, we'll throw all those in the show notes. Also throw in a link to schedule a free strategy call with me. If you're interested in starting a podcast, growing it, making money with it, that link is markbrady.com/strategy if you are interested. But Monica, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. This has been great.
Thank you so much, Monica, once again, for jumping on the show and sharing all of your experiences and insights with us in that episode of Breakthrough Success. In the next episode, we are going to talk about how to personalize the customer experience. So definitely make sure you are tuned in for that episode. In the meantime, what you could do is just continue learning. So maybe listen to past episodes, but I'm also going to throw in a book recommendation that I believe can really help you with your writing. And then we're going to throw in another book recommendation as well for all of the readers out there. So anyway, here are my book recommendations, and then we will cap off the episode. Did you know that writer's block doesn't actually exist? In his new book, Writing, Blogging, and Self-Publishing, Chris Ballard shares the secret formula for writing your first book. Not only does he debunk this big myth, but he also shares how you can write your book to completion, even if you've tried this whole writing book thing before and things just didn't go quite as planned.
So if you are an inspiring author, make sure you grab your copy of Chris's book, Writing, Blogging, and Self-Publishing, over on Amazon today, so you could discover the secret formula for writing your first book.
If you want a great book to read, take a look at The Greater by Aaron Varbel. Aaron gives us a futuristic view of life in the 3200s, how society changes, and who the influential people are during this period of history. One thing you learn from the book is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. This is Aaron's first novel in his nonfiction series, which you can learn more about over at nonfictionbookseries.com.
So those are my book recommendations for this episode, and I do appreciate you guys so much for sticking around and continuing to listen to all the different Breakthrough Success episodes. So I definitely greatly appreciate that. And if you aren't in the Breakthrough Success Facebook group already, it is an option, and it would be a great community where you could share different business ideas, do networking, all this really awesome stuff. So that is the Breakthrough Success Facebook group for anyone who is interested. Anyway, what I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.